Russia advances its crypto bill to a second reading in Parliament. Russia's State Duma Financial Market Committee approved the final version of the country's crypto bill on July 8, clearing it to advance to a second reading in Parliament, according to Cointelegraph. The committee vote settles the working text after years of stop-start debate over how the state should treat digital assets. A second reading is the decisive stage in Russia's legislative process. This is where lawmakers debate and lock the specific wording, including amendments, before the bill moves to a third reading and a final vote. Approval of the final version at committee level means the text that goes to the floor is now fixed rather than open-ended. A regulatory gap that lasted years, Russia has occupied an unusual middle ground on crypto. The 2020 on digital financial assets law recognized crypto as property, but stopped short of a full framework for how ordinary residents could buy, hold, and spend it. Since then, policy has swung between central bank caution and finance ministry pragmatism, leaving exchanges, miners, and everyday holders operating without clear statutory footing. That ambiguity has real consequences in a market this size. Russia sits among the top countries globally for crypto adoption by volume, driven partly by residents using stablecoins and Bitcoin to move value across borders when traditional rails are restricted. A locked legislative text starts to replace that gray zone with defined rules. The bill sits alongside a live digital ruble rollout. The timing matters because Russia is already moving on the state side of digital money. The country has set September 1st as the launch date for its digital ruble, the central bank's own retail CBDC. A private crypto framework advancing in parallel suggests the government wants both tracks defined at once, a state-issued digital currency for domestic payments and a statutory perimeter around private assets like Bitcoin and stablecoins. For Russian residents, the two developments point in different directions. A digital ruble gives the central bank direct visibility into transactions. A private crypto law, depending on its final restrictions, could either widen legal access to self-custodied assets or tighten it. The committee text is what determines which way that lands, and the specific limits have not been detailed in the initial report. Details still to confirm before the vote. The single confirmed fact at this stage is procedural. The committee approved the final version and cleared the path to a second reading. Cointelegraph's post did not spell out the substantive terms, and Russian crypto legislation has historically carried provisions on mining registration, cross-border settlement, and restrictions on domestic crypto payments. Readers should wait for the published second reading text before assuming any particular rule made the final cut. That caution is warranted because past Russian drafts have shifted meaningfully between readings. Amendments introduced at the second stage have previously narrowed or expanded who can transact and under what reporting obligations. Until the floor debate produces a published version, the direction of travel is clear, but the specifics are not. For anyone spending crypto in or around the region, custody choice remains the practical hedge while the rules settle. Custodial balances held with a provider are exposed to whatever compliance obligations the final law imposes on domestic operators. Whereas spending from your own wallet keeps assets outside a single intermediary's control. Neither approach is a substitute for reading the statute once it is final, but the distinction becomes more important, not less, as a jurisdiction moves from ambiguity to enforceable law.